Mishin Mem Hey, Siftes Vav. It's an interesting scenario. So we have a bias which is very low. Bias Shein Toicha Asar. So inside of the building, the height is less than 10 Tvachim. Bikeruya Mashlima Asar. With the width of the roof, is 10 Tvachim high. So on the outside, is 10 Tvachim high. And the inside, it's less than 10 tefachim. So, Yeshbar Abola, but it's 4x4.
Sorry.
So, Teichu Karmel is, well, Galvin Rosh HaSiyach. So, on top, it's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high. Inside, it's 4x4 and less than 10 tefachim high. So, that gets it to the Karmel. Okay. So, that's the first tip. Bimchaki Bar Arbola, Boab. So now he goes, takes the floor, and he digs down on the floor an area which is 4x4. The house is 5 amas by 5 amas. He digs out an area in the middle which is 4x4. And now it's 10 tefachim high. I feel a bit emsa, rochak min haksovan. Even though, so if he digs an area right next to the wall, that's very easy. This wall now inside is 10 tefachim high. 4x4 is 10 tefachim high. But he does it in the middle. So, the Shulchan Aruch, even in that scenario, it's considered Rosh HaSiyach.
Dr. Shah.
Now, the Shaila is how you understand this halacha. Is it based on. What halacha is it based on? So, we'll see that. We're going to see a new concept in the definition of a Rosh HaSiyach. So if it's within 3 tefachim from the wall, so it's lovin' to the wall. So it's as if the wall's like this. Right, the wall connects it down. But it's more than 3 tefachim away. So how does it work? Because this is an area which is 4x4 and 10 tefachim high, and it has walls around it. It's distinguished from the rest, the area outside of it, through walls. The walls are there to protect this area. There might be a gap between the wall and the area which is the Shusha Yochid of 3, 4, 5 feet. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the walls are there to set off this area from the rest, from the outside air, outside world. So the walls are mishamish and set off this area even though they're not connected. Now once the middle area is Shusha Yochid, because it's 4x4 and 10 tefachim high, the rest of it, which is less than 10 tefachim high, becomes Chayri Rosh HaSiyach. It's an extension of Rosh HaSiyach. So it all becomes Rosh HaSiyach.
What's all this?
What do you understand? What do you not understand? What's the case we're talking about, Zvi?
I don't know.
Well, so the case was that the building was 10 tefachim high on the outside, but inside, the ceiling, because of the ceiling, it was less than 10 tefachim high. So it's not a Rosh HaSiyach. It's too low inside. And the outside is Rosh HaSiyach. On top of it is Rosh HaSiyach. But inside, it's not 10 tefachim high. But then I cut out an area in the floor, and I therefore made the height in the middle area of the building tall enough, 10 tefachim high, because I cut out part of the floor, the ground. So that area is Rosh HaSiyach. What about the rest of it? So that's what he's saying. It's also Rosh HaSiyach.
What floor did he
cut out a floor and put in a wall?
No. There's a wall around the whole area.
Right.
The floor is like is yay high. I cut down into the floor to make it deeper.
Rabbi, you're saying something like this, but there's a roof on top,
right?
Okay.
And inside is not 10 tefachim.
And it's like the sukkah case.
Like the sukkah.
Yeah. It's not 10 tefachim high inside. This is 10 tefachim with the roof.
Yeah.
So it means inside.
So he dug down to make it 10 tefachim.
He took out part of the floor.
So that would be 10 tefachim inside, and therefore it would be Rosh HaSiyach.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay, so.
Good. That's it.
Forgive me for my building.
No, that's fine. Nuntes. Yesh bar bo'al ar bo'al. Hanu b'chalolo. So this area inside is 4x4, at least. Because if you only remember, we discussed before, if it's only 4x4 with the walls, it means inside is less than 4x4, it's not even a caramelist. The E, Ein Bechalol Arbol Arbol, Su Ein Altoicha, same caramelist. So the area inside, even in the first scenario, which we called it a caramelist, was at least the open space inside was 4x4. Because if open space, the open space is less than 4x4, it's not a caramelist. Okay, so Torah Karmelis, Kibish Rifnim, Ein Mechitzes Gavoy Sasor, because inside the Mechitzes are not tall enough, they're not 10 Tvachim high. Valgabrish Sayachid, Kibish Gavoy Shamasor, and out on the top, it's not worse than we had a block. It's 4x4 and 10 high, so on top of it is a Shasayachid. Imchokhik by Bekarka Bayis, Boemik, he dug out part of the ground. They were making the floor lower, thereby creating more space between the floor and the roof. And now it's 10 tefachim from the floor to the roof. But lahashim shegavoy asora, afilu be'em so rochik min aksolim. Even if he didn't do it next to the walls, so he did it next to the wall. Say to stand, so it's very easy. Now you have next to the wall an area which is 4x4, and that area is 10. The wall is 10 tefachim high. So that's from, but they're saying no, and it's in the middle. It's not near any one of the walls. So the Mishabura, I feel a rock of Jerusalem Shlosh and Tzvachim. The Lekla Memer is the who love Kilavud. There's no din of Lavud. It's not near the walls. Not even Lavud to the walls.
Lavud works like this in this kind of perpendicular way, like just an extension.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Forgive me. I'm trying to. Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you would assume from that a person would be able to fit inside this, right? And I can't imagine fitting inside a box that's about 4x4 is roughly what, 16 inches? Maybe not even? 16 inches by 16 inches by 30 inches tall. I mean, that seems just, you know, you'd be all scrunched up if you
40,
could even 40 fit.
Inches tall.
What?
Say 40 inches tall.
Okay, fine, 40 inches tall. You'd still, for any normal sized male, you would be, if you could fit into it at all, you'd be incredibly scrunched. Why is it so quote unquote small that's considered a? You would think that for it to be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it would have to be big enough for at least one man to like sit in there comfortably.
So you got the same question: the size of a sukkah, right?
Yes. To some degree, yeah.
Okay, so
I mean, a sukkah, bedafka, you have to sit in it.
You can sleep in a sukkah.
Yeah, you're going to sleep in a sukkah that's 4x4 tefachim. I don't think so.
Sheba.
Put your body in. Let your legs stick out a little bit. It works.
Rosh Arubo.
Rosh Arubo. Okay. By Tom, the Gabi Shabbos, Ikra Kapeda Shehei Rishus Shabbosaycha Mishtameris Ayyadei Amachitis Hamakifim Moshe. We don't really need walls, which are, we don't, for the purpose of the walls in regards to Shabbos is to create a barrier and thereby a protective barrier for setting this off from what's outside of it. So this creates that the area inside of the walls is set off from the rest of the world. When the walls are facing outwards, the walls are 10 tefachim high. So the person who's coming from the outside towards this sees walls which are tall enough. Mm-hmm. So it's from his direction, the outside person who needs to be, we need to close him out, he's closed out by these walls. And the area where the guma is 4x4 and 10 tefachim high. So the guma part where the depression is a shosu yachid. Then the area around that, which is not 10 tefachim high, is not less than the case of the charim. It's like you have a hole in the wall which you use. So that's considered an extension of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So this is an extension of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rosh Hashanah Yachid damu k'rev v'sevdal. That's a rush. The rush says, however, if the wall is facing outwards, we're not 10 tefachim. So let's change this scenario. The outside walls are 9 tefachim high. And inside, it's 8 tefachim high. I go and dig a depression, which is 3 tefachim deep. So now I stand in an area which is 11 tefachim to the roof. Wonderful. But the problem is that the walls outward are only 9 tefachim high.
So is it?
So the walls are not functioning as making this area distinct from the rest of the world because they're not tall enough.
On the outside, but on the inside they are.
Okay. The point Mishnah Berurah is saying is that the go back a step. The Mishnah Berurah said that the Shulchan Aruch said I can make a hole in the middle, yeah, which is 3 feet away from the wall. So logically, this hole has nothing to do with the wall because that's too far away from the walls.
Okay.
And it's the Rosh Hashanah. You need walls. There's no walls. So the answer is the purpose of walls, Rosh Hashanah, is to make it distinct from the rest of the world. And Chazal said that is necessary. You need walls which are 10 tefachim high. The distinction has to work outwards. It doesn't help me that it works inwards. It has to make it mishtameris on the rest of the world. That's just the Mishnah Berurah's point. So now when the scenario I just gave you, it doesn't have enough height to make it distinct from the rest of the world. So therefore, even though it's inside, it's 10 tefachim high, it's not going to help you. Now, if, however, I make the guma right next to the wall, so then the wall of the guma is 10 tefachim high. So, as far as the guma is concerned, it's this little area which is nestling against the wall is 10 tefachim high. That's good enough. Which is, you have to understand why. It's hard to understand exactly why. The Minim Lavud, Reiki Gaboya Sar Tvachim. Now, your Rabbi Mastapik, he's not sure about this diuk that the Magen Avraham says. Okay. Now, Sif Tezayin. Let's give an introduction to Sif Tezayin. A flat roofed building. And there's no access from the house to the roof. You get to the roof from jumping down from a different roof. You get to the roof by climbing up a ladder on the outside. There's no access from the house to the roof. Right? It's a flat, the building is flat, etc. What's the status of the area on the roof? So there's a concept of the locha, something ten tefachim high, the area on top of it is Rosh Hashanah. So I have a house, the roof is whatever, so that area on top of it is Rosh Hashanah. But the reason why it's Rosh Hashanah is because there's a concept that Allah called good asik mechitza, that as if a mechitza continues going upwards, even though it ends, but halachic looks like it continues going upwards. Now, this fellow who built the roof, instead of building the roof, the walls like this, he made the roof extend out over the walls. So now you can't say good asik mechitza because the roof is blocking the mechitza from going any further. The roof extends out over the walls.
Well, hold on.
Beyond the walls.
In other words,
So here's the gag. It's sticking out. Here's the inside of it. And it's sticking out beyond the wall. So I can't say good asik mechitza on that wall because there's something stopping it called the roof.
Right, so we're saying that Rosh Hashanah Yachad Ola Adaraki is based on good asik.
That's what we're saying for now, yeah. That's quite a discussion in the.
If you say it's independent,
I understand.
Well, it seems to me you got a huge problem here because no one should be up there because you're supposed to build a fence around your roof so that nobody falls off, right?
You only have to build a makkah in a place which is normal to use for ishtamshus. There's no reason to be there without a makkah. Something which a person uses regularly, there's a chiyuv to put. And the reason is why something you use regularly, a person will become careless. Something which is made just for temporary usage, a person is careful. And any area which is not made to stand and stay there, for example, stairs, there's no halacha, stairs have to have a makkah because the nature of stairs, you go up and down, you should be careful when you're going up and down stairs. An area which I'm standing on, I expect to be safe, so I need a makkah. If I don't use it regularly, there's no din of makkah. And even
someone's
if that's true,
knocking on the door to the shul building.
So, and even if that would be true, whether the person should be there or not is not that's a you're
it's a different day,
different
issue.
Different subject. Yeah,
right.
That's a chasha mishpachayla. We're learning Arachaim. Okay, so now, what's the status of the roof? And can we say, even though there's no, can we confer a status of Rosh Hashanah Yachad on the roof even without these walls? By seeing it as an extension of the house. How do we deal with that? Tezai, Gag Habalat Alam Mechitzus Habayis, the wall extends beyond the Mechitzus, Binyan Shena Mechitzas Abayis Nikoris Lo Emen Alagat. So the person who's standing on the roof has no awareness and no, he's not able to visualize the walls. So as far as he's concerned, he has no walls around. He cannot see walls. He has no walls around him. Havi Karmelis. It's quite tall, it's quite wide, doesn't make a difference. It's a Karmelis. Now Shabur is going to ask the question, what do you mean it's a Karmelis? We said Karmelis only extends till 10 tefachim high. So we'll see that in Mishabura. Now, however, if there's an access point from the house onto the roof, so that it functions as Kari Rishu Sayachin. It's an extension of Rishu Sayachin. So then, just like we had before, the Kharim do not need to have their own criteria to be considered Rishu Sayachin. They on their own are not large enough, but they're extension of the Rishu Sayachin, they're Rishu Sayachin. So if there's an access point from the house onto the roof is considered Kharre Rishu Sayachin, an extension of the Rishu Sayachin. Okay. So you have a wall and you have a ledge which extends out from the wall. What's its purpose? Decorative, let's say, for argument's sake. It's long, it's strong enough to use, etc., but it's basically decorative. It's 4x4. So what's its status? So Havi Karmelis Elim Kain Chaloy Nabayis Pesuchlam. If there's an access, you can step out from the window onto the ledge. So that's Karisha Sayachin. If not, so it doesn't have mechitzas. It's 4x4, but it doesn't have mechitzas. So it's the equivalent of the case before, that it's considered a Karmelis, even though it's, as it were, physically an extension of the bayis, but it has a look of a Karmelis. Fine, Mishabura. Samadal Gag, Kane Gag Shalono. I'm not sure what the Mishabura is adding. I guess their roofs mostly were flat. Haboilet, Hatam, the Masha Nasa, Hagag, Rishusayachid. What makes the Gag Rishusayachid? Hadam Shum, the Mean and Good Asik Machitzes, Hatatonis, Lamala, Ninsabais, Mukhev, Lamala, Miarbet Stodim. We say good Asik Machitzes, and therefore the walls on all four sides extend up, and therefore the roof is considered that it has Machitzes. Well, that's very nice. The person has to be able to perceive that there's walls. Gudasik doesn't apply anymore. No walls, no Rishus Yochid. So now it's a Karmelis. Karmelis is also to carry four Amos. You can't carry four Amos on the roof. You would have a limit how far you can move something.
Like Rishus Rab.
The field will go away even though it's quite tall and quite wide. Now, the Ein Karmelis Tefes Rak Arasora, the Karmelis only has a lach of a Karmelis up to 10 Tvachim. Lamala means a Habi Makam Tur, and above 10 Tvachim, that area is considered a Makam Tur. Hanav Dafka Hechash are Karmelis Mischelis Mi Makam Hanamuch Min Akarka. When you're counting from the ground, you have 10 Tvachim high. You count from the roof, you have 10 Tvachim high also. But the roof is the ground for the purpose of this karmel. Also, in the shein toif is avira rak on a certain tvachim. Alakan the shem karmel is alone mimach v'shein lo mechitzes kasher v'shusayachid chal aleya shem karmelis afshigavai yosim yasar min oritz. I'm not measuring it from the ground. I'm measuring it from its floor. Miu zepa shita dalaga gufa eno tevis rak shem karmelis alavio rak adasar tvachim kedin bika. So the roof, the first 10 tvachim above the roof are karmelis, but beyond that it's a walking patur. Now I know Rabbi Shem Fakhah Pesach Shulchan Aruch kinda grabbi biura hevi kam rishonim the pligi al zed din zed. They disagree with this chiluk. They say there's no dinner karmelis above 10 tvachim and the conversation. So this is not a karmelis. So what is it? It's not a rishus yachid. It's not a karmelis. It's not a rishus rabim.
I don't know. It's machabatur.
Right? So the Gra and the Eli Rabba, they bring many Rishonim which disagree with this din, and the Gra and the Eli Rabba agree with the, they agree with those Rishonim that over here it's considered Makom Patur.
So they hold the 10 Tefachim is always measured from the ground.
Correct.
So if I had like an amud 9 tefachim high dal al dalet, that's a carmelist, but only one tefachim above that.
Correct. Or putting it on, you put the main is just putting something on it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, but now if there's a chalon ha-basuach lagag, be'efshad yishtamash al-lagag derech sham, there's an access point from the house onto the roof. L'chein chosham, that's what called ha-regag, k'karev shesayachet. Now the gag is charev over the shesayachet, to the extent of the shesayachet. L'chein azizin, retzalem ra'af, shehem gavoya, l'malei meister, the 10 tefachim off, they're higher than 10 tefachim off the ground, the ledge, coming out, jutting out of the building. Kimin shein aleihem mechitzis, three and the mechitzis. Then karmel zaleim, v'asul aniach b'shus rabim b'chem b'shus yachad aleim. So you can't put from either b'shus rabim or b'shus yachad onto this ledge because it's a karmelist, unless it has a window which opens out. Psuch lehem, daz nechshavim hazizim kachar b'shus yachad. And then again, it's considered an extension of the b'shus yachad.
What, a window from the house?
If there's an access point from the house, it'd be a window or a ladder or something of that sort, which went from the house onto the ledge or onto the roof. Okay. Now, the Bir Halacha brings over here in Gaga Berlit. I mean, again, the case is not so common, the issue, but in the Lomdus, he brings a Shittas Tosis. The Tosis doesn't really agree with the way we're presenting it. He says the Mechitzas below set it off from the rest of the world, and therefore everything above it is just a Yachid. So, what does that mean over here that it's a Karmelis? Says the case over here was something else. That the walls extended out beyond the roof extended out beyond the walls for tefachim. Mm-hmm. So what's the status of that part of the roof? That has no mechitzas on it. So that's a karmelis. So now we have the rest of the roof, which is directly open to a karmelis. That's why the roof gets a chumra of a karmelis. Not because be'etzim there's no din rishon zayachid on that roof. Okay. The Davka Shabbat Hagag Chutz Kashir Dal Tvachim. The Oz Yeshal Oysa Hashetach Shem Karmelis. That area is a Karmelis. Mel Oso the Tilto Kolagag Meshub the Nifritz Bimaloya Lamakam Oser. So if I have an area which Betz really is halachically mutter, but it's totally open to an Amakam, which is Oser, I have a Chutzur, which only has three walls, and the fourth side is totally open out into a Karmelis, you can't carry in the Chutzur. That's called Nifritz Bimaloya into Amakam Oser. And that's why you can't carry in the roof. Okay, that is the Shittas Tosis.
The blito would be mutter because it would be just bottled to the rest of the gag.
Well, the gag is just a yachid, and this is a makom. If worse, it's a makom patur. Chare, makom patur, but it's not its own area.
Why is it? What's the dal and tefach? Because just because that's
share for karmelis. It has to be dollar by dollar. Yeah. So I said, when you asked me that, like, you know, the definition, it's because of good asik. Pashas Tosis doesn't really define it like that. There's a piece of risk around this, on this discussion, to what exactly the alumnus is. But okay, he actually just learns up in some of the term. It's not because of good asik. It's because it's etzim. There's a concept that the rishus yochid is erla by itself without mechitzas. Okay, in halach it's hard to see it like that. Where we pass over here, it's hard to see that that's true. Yodayin, chari karmel is enu kikarmel is elahem nidarnim lefi gavam v'rochvam. There's no din of chari karmel is kikarmel is. We have chari shesyachid shesyachid, chari shesrabim shesrabim. A karmel is by it's being a non-entity to some extent. Doesn't schlep its chari together with it.
It's what? It's chur.
Chur is like the cracks and crevices. So he said, if you have some cracks in the wall in your shusay yachid, even though they are not, they're in a wall, so they're not really part of the 4x4, but they're an extension of the shusay yachid, you could use them. You have a case where there are cracks in the walls facing outwards to the shusay rabim. And if people, as they walk, can use them to put something there, etc., they're considered part of the shusay rabim. Chari karmelis are not considered karmelis. We judge each one. Well, it's part of this wall, which is 4x4. You know, it's 8 tefachim high. You're gonna have to figure out itself what its status is. Mr. Burrell, chari karmelis, how do karm shaklapi karmelis? So what would the case be? The case would be like this: you had a rishus hayachid, and around it is a karmelis. There's a house which the area around it has not been enclosed, so it's a karmelis. And there are some cracks in the wall which only face outwards. So we had that before. When they face it, to Rishus Rabbim, they're considered Kari Rishus Rabbim. Over here, they're Kari Karmelis. Kagan Bai is a Samach Labika. V'yesh because the Kharin Apsuchim Labika. We spoke about before, any crack which goes all the way through to the inside is considered, it has a halacha that's connected to the inside. By Rishus Rabbim, that's true. Over here also, that'd be true. Ma'ari Sheinom, Enom Avram Me'ev Relay, but they don't go all the way through. Dilav Hachi, Habirish Kar Rishus Hayachid, Kalei Abasif, Kautim Tez, Asher Mishav Ruh. So they're not, there's no dinner kikarmelis, but the Meshul, if he govern Ruhachba. The Haino Im Ruchavim, Arbol Arboa, we govern Mishloy Shetwachim Anasor, if they're 4x4, between 3 and 10, having kikarmelis. If they're not 4x4, how do you make a tour? And even if they're, if you feel like having a minor, it's the Malmi Asur, they're a tour. It's all only relevant if at least 3 high. If they're less than 3 high, they're part of the karka. Okay, now. Yod Ches. Some rules about karmelis. It's interesting the order how it's presented, but getter karmelis. So no pun intended. The rule of a karmelis. Okay. Shalei hay pachas mer bol harbo. It has to be at least 4x4. Venus Ches is el adasora. It only extends up to 10 tefachim high. Okay, where do you measure? Do you measure from the river bed or the top of the water? You measure from the top of the water. So if the riverbed is 20 feet deep, say great. So if you measure from the riverbed, so above 10 tefachim from that, it's makom patur. I can take water off the top and into my house. That's not how we measure. We measure from the top of the water. So taking that water, I'm schlepping it from a karmelis through the 10 tefachim high, would be considered all through going through a karmelis.
But below the water is also part of the karmelis.
Correct. Okay. So I cannot transport it for Amos in any, you know, not up, not, you know, back and forth, and I can't go in any direction. I can't transport it, and I can't transport it from a karmelis. So if I just want to transport it from the karmelis up into the air into Makom Patur, fine. But, you know, what does that mean? Right, so I'm standing on my ledge before, which is not. I have a ledge which isn't 4x4. So I'm on a makom patur. So I can then very, you know, reach down and pull the water out from the karmelis to makom patur as mutter. But that's a very strange case. But I can't move it. Dalet Amos. But I just started by having a karmelis. I'm only starting by having makom patur. Hago bor ha'oymed bekarmelis. Philomic Maya Ama Havi Carmelis, Ellen K. and Rachel Barbola Bo, then Malcolm Tour, but Macarmelis Koshin is Barbasam. So in Sifutaz, we're going to see this again. The fast, made it right, me, the vast majority of Carmelis is really Malcolm Tour, which was Al Asr. So the next step is, so a Carmelis and a Malcolm Tour are not really so different. So a Carmelis vis-a-vis Rishus HaYochid is quite a distinct, a different type of a place. Vis-a-vis Rishus HaRabim is a distinct type of, a different type of place. So I'm allowed to carry from Rishus HaRabim to a Malkum Patur, from Rishus HaYochid to a Malkum Patur. However, a Malkum Patur and a Karmelis is not a Malkum Patur. It has dinner of a Karmelis. It's not distinct enough to be considered different than the rest of the Karmelis. So the Moshul. A fire hydrant. Fire hydrant, it's not 4x4, right? And it's less than 10 tefachim high. So if I describe my street as a Karmelis, the fire hydrant is on the Malkum Patur. If I describe the street as a Rishus HaRabim, the fire hydrant is a Malkum Patur. If the fire hydrant is above 10 tefachim, Karmelis only goes to 10 tefachim. This is above 10 tefachim, then it's a Malkum Patur. So I find something in my pocket, so the best eitz is to put on a Malkum Patur. Well, is that an eitzah? Is my fire hydrant Malkum Patur? Depends if my street is a Karmelis or not. I can't answer that question until I decide what the status of the street is, because there's no Malkum Patur in a Karmelis. Or I have fire hydrants which are tall enough that they're definitely above 10 tefachim, and then there's no problem. Right? So most fire hydrants are not 10 tefachim high.
And there's no problem even if it was Rishus, even if it was Karmelis.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's about
Karmelis ends by 10 tefachim.
Right.
So above it is a Malkum Patur.
So we're assuming we're counting from the ground, though.
Well, for sure, in that case, you're counting from the ground.
Because it's not Dalat al Dalat, it doesn't have
a Malkum Patur. Yeah, right.
Right.
Well, in that situation, if you hold that it's, if it were less than 10 tefachim high, hold it in the Karmelis, I mean, you're not going to keep, you can't be carrying either.
I understand, but the solution isn't.
Yeah.
The best aid to put on a fire hydrant, because fire hydrants are never 4x4, and they're a Malkum Patur. But that's not true. You cannot say that until you decide what your status of your street is. So we say, well, it doesn't have 6,000 people, therefore it's a Karmelis. Well, that was quite debatable. According to Mr. Bura, it is a Karmelis, right? My priest is a Rabbim. According to the way we're paskening and making an Erev around our city,
it's a Karmelis.
It's a Karmelis. Now the Erev goes down and say, okay, great. The sheet is those you can build an Erev. There's no Malkum Patur anymore. Oh, no, I hold you that you can't build an Erev, and that was a Malkum Patur. Okay, that's not, you know. I change from week to week, you know.
If a person normally doesn't make use of the Erev, then it seems.
Okay, it becomes.
Yeah.
Forgive me. I'm. Maybe I'm just crazy, but the ocean, right, is vastly deeper than 9 tefachim, right? The vast majority.
We measure from the water. We said the top of the water.
Oh, from the top of the water, not from the. I thought you said from the bottom of the water.
No. I said specifically we don't measure the river. You have to learn how we talk. I present this whole argument like A, like as if they're convincing that's A, and I say, but that's not right. That's how I talk.
I'm sorry.
That's what I do. So I said, well, even the bottom. If you miss that word, if you lose the whole thought.
Apparently, I lost the whole thought. I apologize.
No, we measure from the top of the water, not from the river bed.
No, but I'm not talking river. I'm talking ocean.
Oh, same thing.
Okay, so you're saying that the from the top of the water down 9 tefachim.
No. From the top of the water down is Karmelis. Karmelis continues 10 tefachim high into the air. So if I want to, I don't know how wide is the surfboard.
About 2 feet.
Yeah, it's like 5.5.
Is it 4 tefachim wide? Okay, I'm surfing on the I'm surfing on Javas. Okay, yeah, out my Karmelis. I shouldn't be doing that. Okay, but I am right. So I'm moving this item in a Karmelis. Shouldn't be doing that. But doing my feet, I hold it. You know, I got a sheet that tells me it's mutter with a sheet with your feet. I don't know. I want to draw water.
You want to draw water, so
I'm standing on a mokum, which is not 4x4. So if I can draw it above 10 tefachim, it's in the air. It's an avram mokum patur. If I below it, draw it, I try.
But you have to get it from below.
But I can't move it dalat amis until I can't move it dalat amis.
I
can lift it up to the air.
If you're standing,
now we actually hold the person standing. Normally, the person standing is just a rabbi. The fact that his body is above 10 tefachim is irrelevant because we measure where he is by his feet.
That's right.
But this situation, I think maybe because he's standing in a mokum, which is not dalat by dalat, he's not really standing. You don't stand on water. Right. So
not religion.
Not our religion. Right. I said, well, one second. We should probably stop
supposedly,
there.
Supposedly there was a Jew.
Whatever.
Supposedly.
So, right? So, you should know there's a Medrash which suggests, by the way, that Klaus, when they went to the Yam Suf, so they went across. So what do they mean? They walked all the way down to the bottom of the river.
It was a semicircle. They didn't go across. They went
whatever. But it's deep.
Yeah. Okay.
So they had to go like this, and then up. And they went across. So one matter says that the ground, the water beneath them froze, and they walked on the water. Because why? Neba, why should they have to go like? You know, it's like
they're, you know, they're not walking on water. They're walking on ice.
So they're walking on whatever, not ice. It became hard to walk on. It wasn't ice.
It became solidified water.
So they walked on water.
That's not ice.
So all the guys have walked on water. So anyway, this can grow some ice. But the point I'm saying is that, getting back to over here, that within the world of a Carmelist, Malkum Torah is not. Now the Ramah speaks it out more explicitly in the Nexiv. He just like his Maram is it right now in this scenario. So if I have a bore, if it's 4x4, and it's 10 tefachim deep, it's a Rishusayach. Right, but if it's not 4x4, oh, it's a Malkum Patur. No, it's not, because the Malkum Patur extending from a Carmelist is considered a Carmelist. Okay, let's hold it here.